我们继续看出埃及记。
Let's continue to study the book of Exodus.
昨天晚上我们谈到神在埃及降那十样灾殃。
Last night we have reviewed the 10 plagues that God has befallen upon Egypt.
到了最后一个灾殃啊，让以色列民，让埃及人啊，就让以色列民能够离开。
When it comes to the 10th plague, then the Egyptians let the Israelites go away.
我们看到第九灾的时候啊，
we take a look at plague number 9.
那个时候法老很生气。
At that time, the Pharaoh was very furious.
因为摩西很坚持他的原则。
Because Moses have always insisted on his stand.
无论怎样，我们就是全家所有的牲畜都要带出埃及。
Whatever happens, all of us, including our animals, will have to go.
虽然法老一开始不让他们走啊，但是他后来渐渐的让步。
Even though in the beginning Pharaoh refused to let them leave, but slowly, step by step, he let them go.
最后啊，两个争执的结果啊，两方面都发怒了。
So after the debate between the two, both of them were furious.
法老对摩西说：“你离开我吧。”
The Pharaoh told Moses, "Leave me."
你在见到我的时候，你就要死。
The day you see my face again, you shall die.
摩西说好，我不再见你的面。
And then Moses said, as you say, I will not
see your face. 我们看十一章第四节。
Let us turn to chapter 11, verse 4.
十一章第四节。
Chapter 11, verse 4.
摩西说啊，神这样说，约到半夜，我必出去巡行埃及遍地。第五节。
Verse 5.
凡在埃及地从咒保着的法老，直到末之后的婢女，所有的长子，以及一切脱生的牲畜，都必死。第六节。
Verse 6.
埃及遍地必有大哀嚎，从前没有这样的，后来也必没有。第七节。
Verse 7.
至于以色列中，无论是人是牲畜，连狗也不敢向他们咬舌，好叫你们知道主是将埃及人和以色列人分别出来的。第八节。
Verse 8.
你这一切的臣仆都要俯伏来见我，说求你和跟从你的百姓都出去吧。然后我要出去。于是摩西气愤愤地离开法老出去了。法老说啊，你不要再见我的面。
The Pharaoh said, "You shall not see my face again."
摩西说好啊。
Moses said, "All right."
但是摩西就向他警告。
But Moses warned him and said,
说到了半夜的时候，神要巡行遍地，击杀埃及人的长子跟埃及投胎的牲畜。
Moses said, "About midnight, God will go among the midst of Egypt and kill every firstborn in the land."
说到那个时候啊，你埃及的臣仆啊，都会俯伏来见我。
At that time, all the servants of the all the people of Egypt shall come to bow down.
到那个时候，你会拜托我们离开埃及地。
All of you will beg us to leave Egypt.
因为神啊，这是最后一个灾殃啊，警告法老王。
So God used this last plague to warn the.
那时候法老还是硬心啊，不听摩西他们的话。
But the Pharaoh's heart was hardened. He did not listen to Moses' words.
所以在当天晚上啊，神就击杀埃及的长子。
So on that very night, God has struck down all the firstborn of Egypt.
那事先神叫以色列民啊，要杀羔羊。
But beforehand, God has instructed the Israelites to kill a lamb.
把羊血抹在门楣跟门框上面。
And to put the blood on the doorposts.
当天使在击杀埃及长子的时候，
and when the angel was striking down all the firstborn of Egypt,
看到门上有血的记号就越过去。
When he saw the sign of the blood on the door frame and door post,
所以有血记号的家庭啊，他们就能够得到保全生命。
So those families with the mark of the blood of the lamb shall be preserved.
所以到了半夜的时候啊，埃及人的长子都死掉了。
So in the middle of the night, all the firstborn of Egypt were dead.
投胎牲畜啊，通通被杀了。
Even the firstborn of the animals also died. 说
埃及没有一个家庭没有死人的。
So in every family, there is someone who died.
我们看十二章的三十一节。
Let us take a look at chapter 12, verse 31.
十二章三十一节。
Chapter 12, verse 31.
夜间啊，法老就召了摩西、亚伦来说：“起来了，连你们带你们以色列人，连你们带以色列人，从我民中出去啊！依你们所说的去侍奉你们的神吧。”三十二节。
32。
也依照你们所说的，连羊群、牛群通通带走吧。啊，并且要为我祝福。三十三节。
Verse 33。
埃及人就催促百姓啊，打发他们快快的出离那个地方，因为埃及人说啊，我们都要快死掉了。三十四节。
34。
百姓就拿着没有效的生面啊，把转面盆包在衣服，扛在肩头上。三十五节。
35。
以色列人照着摩西的话行，向埃及人要金器、银器和衣裳。三十六节。
36。
神叫百姓在埃及人眼前蒙恩，以致埃及人给他们所要的，那他们就把埃及人的财物统统夺走了。所以到了半夜啊，法老王就把摩西、亚伦召来。
So in the middle of the night, the Pharaoh called for Moses and Aaron.
说赶快赶快，你们赶快全家全部统统离开埃及吧。
Telling him, quickly, quickly, all of you, get away from here.
啊，所以的埃及人呢，一直催促叫以色列人赶快离开。
So the Egyptians always urgently asked them to leave.
因为他们说啊，你们如果再不离开的话，我们可能埃及人通通要死光
了。But he said, if you don't leave another second, all of us will die.
所以以色列人是在很匆忙当中啊，在半夜离开埃及。
So in urgency, all the Israelites, in the middle of the night, they left Egypt.
啊，他们要离开埃及的时候啊，照着摩西的吩咐跟埃及人要金银各样的器皿。
But before they left, according to Moses' instruction, they asked for silver and gold jewelry from the Egyptians.
因为这个是从创世纪十五章里面就讲到啊，他们要把埃及的财物带走。
Because this has been prophesied in Genesis chapter 15, they shall take all these vessels away from Egypt.
因为以色列人在他们好几年的时间啊，为他们做苦工。
Because the Israelites have been serving them in hard labor for several years.
所以神为他们伸冤啊。
So God is vindicating for them.
给他们应得的报酬。
God is rewarding them according to what they have done.
所以后来埃及人就把这些金银财物啊，统统给他们带走。
And then the Egyptians gave them this jewelry and they took them away.
那他们带了这些金银财宝出来以后啊，就是在西乃山下为着要建造会幕用。
The reason why they are taking this jewelry is that one day they shall build a tabernacle at the foothill of Mount Sinai.
所以我们看到说啊，虽然法老王一直用强迫的手段想要把以色列人留住。
Therefore, we can see that even though Pharaoh has used several ways and means to block their way.
但是神却借着这样啊，让以色列人能够在埃及人的催促之下啊，离开了埃及。
But instead, God allowed the Israelites to go because they were driven away by the Egyptians.
那在十二章的地方啊，特别记载逾越节的啊，这个节期的应该有的说法。
And in chapter 12, it also talks about the requirements for the keeping of the Passover.
我们知道以色列人呢、啊，他们有七个节期。
We know that the Israelites they have seven feasts.
逾越节啊，是第一个节期。
The Passover was their first feast.
啊，逾越节就是从这里来的。
And it originates from here.
这逾越的意思就是爬过去，越过去。
Passover means to pass over.
Passover is Passover, huh? 神事先叫他们说，我们看十二章第一节。
We take a look at chapter 12, verse 1.
那神在埃及地晓谕摩西亚伦说，你要以本月为正月，为一年之首，啊，这是选民新生活的一个开始。
This is the beginning of the new life for the chosen people.
他说从今年开始，这是新的啊一年啊，从这一个月一月啊开始了，这是啊神给他们的一个指示。
This is their the instruction that God gave them. Starting from now, this shall be your beginning month.
因为他们要结束了埃及为奴的生活。
Because they are going to end their slavery in Egypt.
啊，要面对啊将来， 要出埃及以后要到新的地方啊，要到迦南地区承受应许。
They're facing a new life in the future where they're going to proceed to the land of Canaan, their promised land.
啊，然后告诉他们说啊，本月十号啊，每一个家庭取一只羊羔。
That he is to tell all the congregation of Israel on the 10th day of the month, every man shall take a lamb.
如果家人太少的话，就几个家庭合用一只羊羔。
If the household is too small, then he and his nearest neighbor shall take according to the number of persons.
啊，这个羊羔也要啊，一岁，就是一岁的公羊羔啊，绵羊、山羊都可以。
And the lamb shall be a one-year-old male.
啊，到了正月十四号黄昏的时候，把它杀了。
They may be from the sheep or goats, and you shall keep it until the 14th day.
啊，把血抹在门上。
Kill the lamb at twilight and put some at the doorpost.
啊，家人要在家里面呢、啊、吃羔羊肉。
In the family, they shall eat the flesh of the lamb.
啊，跟无酵饼跟苦菜同吃。
Together with unleavened bread and bitter herbs.
啊，当然有一些羔羊肉的做法有一些特别的记载。
Of course, the roasting of the lamb is specifically related here.
啊，十一章说，十一节说啊。
In verse 11 says.
要吃羔羊肉的时候，腰间束带，脚上穿鞋，手中拿杖。
But the way they shall eat the lamb meat is that they have to have their belt fastened, their sandals on.On the feet and their staff.
因为他们都要准备好啊，随时随地啊，就是要准备出埃及。
Because they shall eat it in haste to prepare for immediate exit.
后来交代他们说啊，世世代代要守这个逾越节。
And then God instructed them so that they have to keep this feast from generation.
说将来你们的祖孙啊，如果问你们说啊，为什么要这样守
？So that one day when your descendants ask them, why do we have to keep this feast?
你们就要告诉他们啊，就是在。这个节日的时候，就是因为神击杀埃及人，然后让他们离开埃及。
And you shall tell them this is a memorial day because God has preserved their lives because God was killing the Egyptians.
另外十五节说啊
，And in verse 15，
所逾越节的时候啊，要吃无酵饼。
Saying on the Passover feast you shall eat unleavened bread.
所以逾越节是正月十四号。
And it shall be on the first month and the 14th day.
但是这个无酵节是七天，从十四到二十一。
But the unleavened feast of the unleavened bread is from the 7th to the 21st.
啊，第一天跟最后一天都要有盛会。
They shall have a gathering, holy assembly on the first and the last day.
啊，把家中所有有酵的东西啊，统统把它除干净。
And they shall take away all the leaven in their houses.
啊，家中不可以有酵，有酵就要剪除。
If the, leaven is to be found in any of the families, they will be taken away.
所以这是成为以色列人他们的节期，他们的定例。
This has become their law, their festival.
当然这借着这个逾越节是神对以色列民的拯救。
Of course, this Passover is also a salvation for the Israelites.
啊，惩罚埃及人，让他们能够出埃及。
To punish the Egyptians so that all of these people can exit out of Egypt.
但这个逾越节啊，后来成为一个预表啊，预表耶稣基督的救恩。
And then this Passover also prefigures the salvation grace of the Lord Jesus.
因为耶稣基督啊，就是逾越节的羔羊。
Because the Lord Jesus Christ Himself is the sacrificial lamb of the Passover.
因为他替我们牺牲流血，才能够保全我们的生命。
Because he sacrificed his blood for us so that we can preserve our lives.
我们能够借着他的血，能够得到救恩，啊，得到永生。
Through his blood, we can receive salvation and gain eternal life.
所以这个逾越节的羔羊啊，就是预表耶稣基督。
Therefore, the Passover lamb is referring to the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以说要用公的羊羔啊。
That is why here it is required to have a male lamb.
没有残疾的。
Without blemish.
啊，表示耶稣是圣洁完全的。
Which means Jesus is perfect.
那这个羊羔要被烤，用烤，不可以用水煮。
And this lamb has to be roasted. It cannot be boiled.
因为被烤了以后才能够发出它的香气来。
Because once it's roasted, you can smell the good aroma.
啊，表示主耶稣为我们受苦、受患难、受煎熬。
Which means the Lord Jesus shall suffer. Tragically for us,
啊，为我们完成了救赎的工作。
To accomplish this work of salvation.
那所以在这个逾越节的筵席当中啊，有三样食物。
In the feast of the Passover, there are three things.
啊，第一个就是羔羊的肉。
The first one is the meat of the Passover lamb.
啊，再来就是无酵饼。
The other one is the unleavened bread.
那这个酵啊，在圣经里面是指着罪恶虚假。
Leaven in the Bible refers to malice and deceit.
那表示说，我们得到主的救赎以后啊，我们也是要一生过着除酵的生活。
Which means that once we have come into God, we have to live a life without leaven.
啊，从家里开始，我们周围数件啊，都要把酵除干净。
Starting from our own family, we have to take away this leaven in all our matters and all our people.
由我们个人影响到我们家庭，影响到整个教会，都要追求圣洁。
Because our personal life will influence our families and also will influence the whole church, we have to pursue holiness.
哎，这个七天啊，表示完全的时间，表示我们一生之久。
7 days referring to a perfect time frame, which means our whole lifetime.
信主以后啊，一生啊，啊不可以犯罪。
After we believe in Jesus for our whole lifetime, let us not sin.
啊，从内心开始啊，到我们的生活言行啊，啊，统统要过着一种除罪的生活。
Starting from our heart and into our speech and actions, we have to have a life of a sinless life.
啊，另外一个是要吃苦菜。
The other one is to eat bitter herbs.
啊，纪念他们在埃及当中啊所受的苦。
In memory of their bitterness in Egypt.
哎，纪念啊，这个羔羊啊，为他们流血被烤之苦。
And to remember the difficulty of the lamb being roasted.
我们在人生当中啊，也有很多的苦难。
In our whole lifetime, we face a lot of bitterness.
但是我们要纪念主耶稣为我们死，为我们受苦。
But we have to remember the fact that Jesus died for us and He suffered for
us. 因为我们才能够得到平安，得享他的恩典。
So that we can receive peace and gain His grace.
那在十一节所谈到的吃羔羊的时候，因为他们要准备出埃及了。
In verse 11, because when they were eating, they were preparing to leave Egypt.
啊，这也是我们今天呢，啊，在守圣餐呢，我们生活当中所要注意到的，应当有的态度。
This is also the attitude that we must have when we are partaking of Holy Communion and in our daily lives.
因为他们当时虽然在埃及地在那里所逾越节，但是他们的心是在迦南。
Even though these people are observing the Passover in the land of Egypt, but their hearts are already in the land of Canaan.
同样的，我们在地面上来服侍神，但是我们的心呢、啊，还是在天上。
Similarly, today we are serving God on earth, but our hearts are already in heaven.
啊，因为那是我们永远的家乡。
Because that is our homeland forever.
我们在世界上只是暂时客旅的生活。
In this world, we are but temporary sojourners.
所以我们一方面要装束整齐啊，预备好，准备随时主来迎接我们。
So on one hand, we have to be fully equipped and be prepared to be prepared for God to take us with Him.
好像以色列人随时准备好，准备要出埃及。
Just like the Israelites, they are fully prepared to leave Egypt.
所以要腰要束带。
Therefore, they have to have belt on their waist.
啊，所以束上带啊，就比较能够专心工作。
When you fasten your belt, you can concentrate in your work.
所以一方面我们要用真理束腰。
On one hand, we have to have the truth to fasten ourselves.
我们也要以谦卑的态度束腰。
We have to have humility and fasten our belt.
谨守警醒，用谦卑的态度来服侍主。
To be alert and watchful, and in humility we serve the Lord.
我们脚上要穿鞋。
And we have to put on sandals on our feet.
啊，就是预备要走路。
Which is to prepare to walk.
所以我们要把平安的福音呢、啊，当作鞋穿在我们脚上。
So that we have to put on the gospel of peace upon our feet.
啊，能够随时有主的恩典跟我们同在。把福音带到各地方。
So at any point of time, we have the grace of God within us, and we bring them to every other place.
我们的手中要拿杖。
On our hand, we shall carry our staff.
啊，这个杖啊，就属着属灵的权柄跟能力。
This staff represents the spiritual authority and power.
啊，所以在走路上啊，能够让我们稳固啊，能够借着这个杖啊，又能够攻击敌人，
so、
保护自己。
When we walk along our journey, the staff can help us to walk firmly and stably, and also it can cast away, help us to fight the enemies.
所以我们要靠着主赐给我们的大能大力啊，做刚强的人。
Therefore, we shall be courageous and strong because of the power of the Lord.
啊，带着属灵的权柄，一方面在信仰上能够站立得稳。
carrying the spiritual authority on one hand, we can stand firm in our faith.
他能够为真道，又能够打美好的仗。
And to fight a good fight of the gospel.
就是我们在所逾越节呀、啊，应该有的一种态度。
This should be the attitude that we have when we observe the Passover feast.
我们再看十二章的十三节。
Now we turn to chapter 12, verse 13. 43.
十二章十三节。
Chapter 12, verse 43.
神对摩西亚伦说，逾越节的例子是这样的，外邦人都不可吃这羊羔。十四节。
44.
但个人用银子买的奴仆祭设了割礼就可以吃。四十五节。
45.
寄居的和雇工人都不可以吃。十六节。
46.
应当在一个房子里吃，不可把一点肉从房子带到外头去，羊羔的骨头一根也不可折断。有时候我们在守圣餐的时候啊，有一些做法都跟圣经里面这些教训啊，配合。
Sometimes when we are having Holy Communion, you'll realize that the way we conduct it is similar to what is written here.
所以唯有以色列人受割礼的才可以吃羊羔肉。
Only those Israelites that have been circumcised are able to eat the roasted lamb.
外邦人不可以吃。
Foreigners shall not eat them.
他说用银子买的奴仆啊，受了割礼就可以吃。
And slaves that have been bought for by money can't may eat it.
所以已经规划成为以色列人的，受割礼了就可以吃羔羊肉。
Because they have been converted to become the Israelite, then they can eat of it.
要在一个房子里吃。
It shall be eaten in one house.
不可把它带到外头去。
You cannot bring it outside.
因为外面呢、有天使在击杀这个埃及的长子。
Because outside the angel is striking down the firstborn of Egypt.
所以他们要在这个房子里面。
So they have to be under one roof.
所以我们在守圣餐礼事都是要在会堂里面啊，不把这个肉，把这个圣餐带到外面去。
So normally when we conduct the Holy Communion, we will not bring it outside. We have to be in the chapel.
有的说我的小孩子没有来，我是不是可以把他带回家？不可以的。
Some people ask, my children didn't come. Can I bring the Holy Communion back.
要在房子里吃。
The answer is no. You have to eat it in the same.
这也是叫我们要保守在神的家里面，不可以离开。
Which also means that we have to be preserved in the house of the Lord. Let us not leave.
离开了这个有羔羊血的家，出去会丧命的。
Because you will lose your life if you leave this house that has been marked with the Passover lamb's blood.
羊羔的骨头一根也不可以折断。
And you shall not break any of its bones.
这预表耶稣基督啊，虽然被钉了，但是他的骨头一根不折断。
This prefigures that when Jesus was crucified on the cross, none of his bones was broken.
本来犹太人他们不可以把尸体放到隔夜，
Actually,
放到入肉。
According to the Jewish custom, they cannot leave the body up till the next day.
所以有兵丁就要去把那个尸体还没有那个。犯人呐、还没有死掉，都要把他的骨头要把他打断。
So the soldiers will break the bones of the criminals who are dead.
但是他们看到耶稣已经断气了。
But when they saw that Jesus had already gave up his spirit.
他说，按照圣经里面所预言的，他的骨头一根都不折断。
So according to the prophecy of the Bible, that none of his bones was broken.
所以这个羔羊肉啊，是用烤的，用整只去烤。
The meat of the lamb, the whole thing is being roasted.
如果到晚上啊，过夜以后，那个剩下都要把它烧掉哦。
If some leftover are to be left to the next day, they shall be burned.
十二章的二十二节说啊，那些羔羊肉啊，不能够留到第二天哈。
Because chapter 12, verse 22 says that the leftover cannot be left to the until the morning.
在中国人有一些风俗啊，过年的风俗有点跟那个逾越节他们的习惯有点类似哦。
The Chinese during their Chinese New Year will have the same custom, similar custom like the Passover feast.
可能受到他们当时那一些传说的一些影响。
Probably they have heard of these stories.
比如说过年的时候要贴门帘，红门帘，那个门上啊都要贴红色的纸，那上面来写字。
Probably, sometimes on the New Year's Day, they will post red paper and write some words on it.
要吃年糕，吃苦菜。
They will eat bitter vegetables and eat the rice cake.
全家人要围炉。
And all the family shall come together.
长辈还会给小孩子压岁钱。压岁钱，给他们钱哦。
The elderly will give some money for to the little ones.
好像埃及人要给以色列人金银啊，才请他们走啊。
Just like the Egyptians are giving them jewelry before they leave.
这有一些风俗啊，可能跟这个有点关系。
Sometimes maybe the tradition is influenced by the story here.
在十三章啊。
And in chapter 13,
神就吩咐以色列人说啊。头胎的还有头胎的牲畜通通要分别为圣归给神。
The Lord has instructed the Israelites to consecrate to him all the firstborn.
因为埃及的头生的头胎的牲畜通通被击杀了。
Because all the firstborn of the Egyptians have been killed.
但是以色列人啊他们都能够保全生命。
But for the Israelites, they preserve their own lives.
所以神要他们纪念神的大能跟神的恩典。
Therefore, God wants them to remember the great love of God and His grace.
所以要把所有的头、长子跟头胎的牲畜都要分别为牲畜来归给神。
Therefore, they were to consecrate all their firstborn of the people and the beasts.
后来就定了说啊，他们要拿五色科的咒石架，这是民数记第三章。
And it's in Deuteronomy chapter 3.
这长子要拿五色克勒的银子出来做赎价。
The firstborn will take 5 shekels of silver as a redemption price.
最后是由利未人啊，整个支派出来代替所有的长子来服侍神。
And then the tribe of Levites shall come up to represent all the firstborn to serve the Lord.
所以利未人他们没有自己的产业。
Therefore, the Levites shall have no inheritance for themselves.
所有的各支派的人呐、啊，所有的全民都要献十分之一。
All the other tribes have to offer tithes.
让利未人专心服侍神。
But the Levites need to only concentrate to serve God.
因为他们是来代替所有的以色列人来服侍神。
Because they have represented all the Israelites in serving God.
所以我们每一个人都有责任、有义务来服侍神。
So all of us actually have the duty to serve the Lord.
因为我们的生命啊，是主耶稣把我们救赎出来。
Because our life has been redeemed by the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们是属神的，我们要纪念神的大恩典跟他的大能。
We belong to Christ, and we have to remember His great love and His grace.
虽然我们现在有一些专属的工人啊，来服侍神。
Even though we have full-time ministers coming out to serve the Lord.
当然，他们的生活费用啊，也就由我们全体的信徒啊，来。
Of course, their daily needs and their to sustain their lives are provided by the general congregation.
好像当时他们奉献十分之一啊，来帮助非利未人一样。
Just as at that time they offered tithes to help the Levites.
不过我们看到说到四世时代的后期啊，他们就不献十分之一了。
But we see that during the latter portion of the judges' period, they didn't offer tithes anymore.
所以那些利未人啊，他们就没有办法，就要自己乞讨生活了。
So the Levites can no longer do the same, but they try to sustain themselves.
甚至在最后啊，利未人来去当那个偶像的祭司。
And finally, the Levites serve also as priests of the idols.
结果在四世纪看到那个人啊是谁？是摩西的孙子。
And then we can see who this person is in the book of Judges. It turned out to be the grandson of Moses.
会看到说四世时代他们的信仰已经堕落掉了。
We can see that their faith during the times of the Judges, they have deteriorated.
没有人关心啊，利未人呢、啊，所以没有人服侍神。
Nobody cared about the Levites, so no one served the Lord.
所以他们的信仰跟道德上就很堕落。失掉了神的祝福。
Degraded themselves in their faith and their morale.
我们来看出埃及记十三章的十七节。
Now we read chapter 13, verse 17.
十三章十七节。
Exodus 13, verse 17.
十三章十七节。
13, verse 17.
法老容百姓去的时候，非利士地的路虽然很近， 神却不领他们从那里走，因为神说，恐怕百姓遇见打仗后悔，就回埃及去。18节 Verse 18。所以神领百姓绕道而行，走红海旷野的路。以色列人出埃及地都带着兵器上去。19节
Verse 19。
摩西把约瑟的骸骨一同带去，因为约瑟曾叫以色列人远远的起誓，对他们说，神必眷顾你们，你们要把我的骸骨从这里一同带上去。20节
Verse 20。
他们从诗歌起行，在旷野边的以坦安营。21节
21。
日间神在云柱中领他们的路，夜间在火柱中光照他们，使他们日夜都可以行走。日间云柱，夜间火柱，总不离开百姓的面前。那他们在正月十四号的半夜啊，他们就离开埃及啊，也就要出埃及。
So on the 14th day of the first month, in the middle of the night, they were to leave Egypt.
他们要出埃及的时候啊，神就开始带领他们。
Before they went out of Egypt, God started to lead them.
当时的以色列民啊，光男丁大概就有60几万人。
At that time, the males of the Israelites numbered up to about 600,000.
所以加上其他的妇女孩子啊，大概总共将近200万人。
So, in addition to the children and the women, probably the number is about 2 million.
神说啊，这是他的军队啊，所以神就把他们带出来。
God treated them as their as God's soldiers, so God brought them out.
神在带领他们的路啊，真的很奇妙。
It's very amazing how God helped them throughout their journey.
说本来如果经过非利士地啊，到迦南地很近。
Actually, the way by the Philistines to the land of Canaan is very near.
大概一两个月啊，就可以到了迦南地。
Probably in 1 or 2 months, they will reach the land of Canaan.
说那一条路啊，虽然很近，但是神不带领他们走这一条路。
But although that road was near, God did not lead them through there.
因为当时迦南地的居民啊，非常的强悍高大。
Because at that time, the inhabitants of the land of Canaan were very strong and huge.
以色列民他们在埃及啊是没有经过训练的啊，他们好像农奴一样。
The Israelites in Egypt were not has not undergone training. They were just
没有组织啊。
They are not organized at all.
所以他们如果去经过非利士地，碰到当地的非利士人、迦南人呐、啊，可能遇到征战，他们就可能又退回到埃及地来了。
So when they go through that route through the Philistines, they might meet with some Philistines and the people from the land of Canaan who are very huge and strong, and they might go into war and they might want to return back.
所以神要让他们离开埃及，而且要让他们跟埃及完全断绝关系。
And God wanted them to leave Egypt and cut off Egypt from them completely.
所以把他们带向红海旷野的道路走。
So God led them through another route, which is from the Red Sea to the wilderness.
后来因为法老王以为说以色列人迷路了。
And then later on, Pharaoh thought that the Israelites have missed their way.
带着大军去追赶。
They brought their chariots to come to them.
结果那些埃及军兵通通被消灭在红海当中。
As a result, all the chariots of army has been buried under the sea.
以色列人可以走干地过红海啊，跟埃及啊完全断绝关系。
The Israelites can walk on dry ground across the Red Sea and have cut off their relationship with Egypt at all.
有时候我们在祷告神呐、啊，我们向神求什么
？Sometimes when we pray to God to ask and request for something.
往往有时候也有我们的一个想法。
Oftentimes we have our own thinking.
我们都是希望说我们的祷告马上得到应验，得到神的垂听。
We usually desire that our prayers are granted and fulfilled immediately.
二者是我们会想一些呀、啊，神应该怎样来帮助我、医治我。
Sometimes we even contemplate how God can help me and cure me.
但是神的意念往往高过人的意念。
But the thoughts of God are often higher than the thoughts of man.
乃曼元帅啊，要来以色列地找先知的医治。
When Naaman came to the land of the Israelites to look for the prophet for healing.
那他来到以利沙的门口。
When he arrived the door of Elisha.
那他以为说啊，先知一定会出来啊，在我这个麻风病的地方啊，按按手为我祷告。
His initial thinking was that I'm leprous and I come to his door, the prophet will come out to greet me and lay hands on me.
借着行一个大神迹啊，来医治我的麻风病。
Therefore, so that he can perform a great miracle and I shall be healed.
没想到啊，他一来啊，先知根本就不来见他。
But he didn't realize that when he came, the prophet didn't even come to greet him.
只是叫一个仆人告诉他说，你到埃浪河里面去沐浴七次。
He only instructed one of the servants to command him to go to the river Jordan and bathe there for 7 times.
所以这跟他原来的想法根本差得太大了。
This is actually very far away from his initial thought.
他想说，我是一个堂堂亚兰国的大元帅来到这里。
I am such a great commander-in-chief in the land of Aram. I'm here.
你们以色列是一个失败国，我来见那个先知，先知都不来见我。
You are a land who do not succeed, but I come to seek your prophet, and even the prophet doesn't come to greet me.
还要叫我去约旦河沐浴。
And even ask me to bathe in the river Jordan.
如果洗澡可以好的话，我们亚兰国的河啊，更大水更清啊。
If by bathing it can heal my leprosy, I can bathe in my own land. Our places are better and the water is better.
哦，何必跑这么远来？
Why should I travel this long journey?
所以他就生气想要回去了。
So he became furious, he wanted to go back.
所以常常我们人有我们人的想法。
So oftentimes as human beings we have our own thoughts.
但是神的道路更美啊，更好。
But the way of God is much better and more beautiful.
所以虽然是一条比较曲折啊，要走40年才能够完整的旷野道路。
Even though the road is more uneven and it takes about 40 years for them to complete.
但是神就是借着这样来磨练啊，锻炼以色列民。
But through that journey, God trained and molded the Israelite nation.
所以到了他们到要过约旦河的时候啊。
So at the time when they were about to cross the Red Sea.
那个时候祭司脚一踏下去啊，河水就干掉了。
In the River Jordan, at that time the priest stepped on the River Jordan and the water parted.
这是经过了旷野当中的操练所产生出来的信心。
This was the result after they have been trained in the whole wilderness.
所以神的意念啊，的确高过我们人的意念。
So the thoughts of God is indeed higher than our thoughts.
不过他们要出埃及的时候，就有云柱跟火柱来带领他们。
But before they exit the land of Egypt, they saw the pillar of cloud and the pillar of fire.
这个云柱跟火柱啊，是同样一个东西。
The pillar of cloud and fire are the same thing.
好像一朵云啊，遮盖在他们头上。
It's just like a cloud covering above their heads.
所以在白天的时候啊，虽然太阳很大，但是有云啊遮盖他们，可以行走。
In the daytime, even though the sun was scorching, but the cloud protected them above their heads.
到了晚上的时候啊，这个云柱就会发火。
And at night, this whole cloud will become like fire.
产生光亮。
So that they can have light.
所以云柱走，他们就跟着走；云柱停了，他们就停下来。
So when the pillar of cloud proceed, then they went according to it. When it stopped, then they stopped.
所以他们白天也好，晚上也好，都可以走路。
So they can walk in the day or at night.
顺服这个云柱跟火柱的带领。
To submit to the guidance of this cloud.
当然，这个云柱火柱也有一些预表跟教训。
Of course, this pillar of cloud and fire has its own teachings.
我们再继续再谈。
We will continue to study.
我们现在一起来祷告。
Now we shall pray together.